No coin for you. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, so much for the trillion-dollar coin. The idea, in case you missed it, was to avert the coming debt ceiling crisis by using a loophole in the law on commemorative coins, a loophole that restricts the value of gold and silver coins, but not platinum coins. And so the proposal was for the U.S. Mint to go ahead and strike a platinum coin with a value of $1 trillion, which would instantly become legal tender and would then be deposited at the Federal Reserve, instantly putting $1 trillion in the U.S. Treasury's checking account and allowing it to write checks without borrowing money, thereby inoculating it from the debt debate. Would have been like a monetary flu shot. I spoke to Philip Deal, the former director of the Mint, who helped write the coin measure and was closely watching the debate.
I've been watching the White House on this proposal very closely for the last week or so, and he has not ruled this out.
That was Friday. By Saturday, the Federal Reserve, which would have to recognize the value of such a coin for the scheme to work, said, no way are we taking that coin. And just like that, the idea was dead. And you can see why. It would reflect much too casual an attitude toward large amounts of money. It'd be taking something with no real value and trying to pretend it was a real asset, something that no financial institution would ever do.
Buy hundreds of thousands of mortgages, then bundle them into securities.
What do you think about selling securities which your own people think are crap?
Well, they wouldn't do it anymore. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.